The warriors exchanged a baffled look. Jorah Mormont spurred his horse closer.
"Princess," he said, "you have a gentle heart, but you do not understand. This is how it has always been. Those men have shed blood for the Carl. Now they claim their reward."
Across the road, the girl was still crying, her high, sing-song tongue strange to Danny's ears. The first man was done with her now, and a second had taken his place.
"She is Lamb Girl,"
Quarrow said in Dothraki. "She is nothing, Khaleesi. The riders do her honor. The lamb men lay with sheep, it is known."
"It is known," her handmaid Iri echoed.
"It is known," agreed Jogo, astride the tall grey stallion that Drogo had given him. "If a wailing offends your ears, Khaleesi, Jogo will bring you her tongue."
He drew his arrack. "I will not have her harmed," Danny said. "I claim her. Do as I command you, or Khal Drogo will know the reason why."
"Aye, Khaleesi," Jogo replied, kicking his horse.
Quarrow and the others followed his lead, the bells in their hair chiming.
"Go with them," she commanded Ser Jorah.
"As you command."
The knight gave her a curious look.
"You are your brother's sister, in truth."
"Viserys?" She did not understand.
"No," he answered. "Rhaegar,"
and galloped off.